FM 102.3.
Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. We want to thank you for making the Refresh Radio program part of your day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Monday through Friday, we are here on WMIE 91.5 FM, 8:30 of the morning, rebroadcasting again at 5 o'clock of an evening. And at 10:30 of the morning, Monday through Friday, you can find us over at WWBC 10:30 a.m. So if you miss it on 8:30, you can catch it at 10:30 over WWBC. You miss us there, you can turn back here to 91.5 FM at 5 o'clock. If you miss both of those, good news, you're not out of luck, because WMIEFM.com archives the radio broadcast that they do. And so if you go to WMIEFM.com, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page, click a date, said I missed the radio program yesterday, type in the date. So if you did not get yesterday's program, you could go down there and click on the Listen on Demand feature, click August the 3rd, 2020, and it'll pull up a small menu of the programs that aired on WMIE yesterday. One of those is the radio program of Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Click on that. You can either listen right then, or you can download it to listen at a later time. And so it is a great feature. There's also the TuneIn app. You can listen to WMIE on that. And if you happen to be traveling and say, I need to hear the Refresh radio program, you just figure out where you are in relation to the Florida time zone, and you can pick up a broadcast of the station right there. There's a few seconds delay there, but outside of that, it is pretty much taking place on a live occurrence. So lots of options for you to be able to listen to the Refresh radio program. If you like what you hear as we're talking about the Word of God, I like the Word of God because the Word of God changes. So I want to share what God has to say, not what Bob has to say. But if this radio program is a blessing to you and you do not have a church home, we would encourage you to come and visit with us, worship with us, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. We're two blocks north of Merritt Avenue, and we're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. And the good news is we are meeting in our sanctuary. We're still adjusting on a weekly basis to the standards and making sure that everybody is safe. And so we've got hand sanitizer all over the place, and we've got the opportunity for you to social distance. We maintain having an overflow seating so that people, can, if we end up having more family units than what we've got. And if we need to, we will add a second service, because we want to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We are talking out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 28, about the words of Jesus, and it is very, very important for us. In fact, one of the things that I will tell you is the words of Jesus are called the gospel. They're the good news, the good news. If you turn on the regular news, a lot of times you are going to hear of the challenges that are going on, the problems, the arguments that people are having, accidents that take place. A lot of that is not encouraging. But today I want you to know that the words of Jesus are good news. Even when it is a difficult word, it is still good news. Truth is always right to hear. And so on yesterday's program, I was talking about, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them. And one of the things that I had that happened several years ago, and I think I've shared this story, is I had a physical issue. Didn't know I was having a physical issue. I thought it was something minor. It was something a little more serious. Wasn't life-threatening, but it was certainly vision-threatening. And I ended up having to go to a specialist. And so I went in there, and the specialist, the very first thing that this person told me, now they're the expert in this field. I know nothing about this field. Didn't even know of this situation occurring. It was a complete and total, you know, off the radar event. I was laying in my bed on a Saturday night and my retina popped. I didn't get to go see the doctor until Tuesday because I preached Sunday morning. I preached Sunday night. And then I took my wife, drove her to a medical procedure on Monday. And I said, you know, I think I really need to get checked out. And she made an appointment for me. Saw an eye doctor on Tuesday. Saw a specialist on Wednesday morning. And the first word she said is, you should have come in sooner. That was the first words of the specialist. You should have come in sooner. And, you know, I will tell you this from the words of Jesus. The world will tell you that you want to go out and live the sinful life for as long as you can, and then you want to wait till the very last minute, and then you want to look for that fire insurance and that escape hatch, and you want to come to Jesus, you know, with your last breath is, you know, probably good. And I will tell you that as a pastor, a person who studied the Word of God for years and years now, you want to come to Jesus sooner. Oh, a word that I've used for a long time, and I've seen it used other places. Now, I don't know that I'm the one that actually created the term, but I had never heard it and just started using it, and that is a misery index. If you want your misery index to be high, then ignore the words of God. Now, I can't guarantee you that if you do the words of God, if you hear the words of God, that you're never going to have a challenge. In fact, this passage that we're in, Matthew chapter 7, tells us that we will most definitely face very difficult times. But I can tell you that your misery index will be low whenever you do life according to what Jesus' words has to say, because it's all about a foundation, a spiritual foundation. So let me read the passage to you, and then we'll continue to work through it. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So both of these individuals, whether it's a whoever or an everyone, heard the sayings of Jesus. The difference was one group went out and did them, and one group did not. And everything looked pretty much the same from a superficial standpoint. It says, one person built his house on the rock, and the foolish man built his house on the sand. And you can see that from above ground, everything can look the same. There's a structure that I see when I drive to my house, and it would be classified as a tiny house, a very tiny house. And I've lived in a travel trailer. I've been there, done that. It's not all that it's cracked up to be. Let me tell you, it gets hot in the summer, and there's just the travel trailer I lived in right out of college was 22 and a half feet long, and I was the only one in there, but it was still small. It was still very, very small. But this tiny house I look at and say, that's kind of cute. But I wouldn't want to ride out a storm in that house. And it's because of the foundation that it has going on in its life. And so it looks for it, it's positioned where it finds some sort of relief, I guess, from the storms around it because of the atmosphere that it's in. So let me tell you what happens if you hear the words of Jesus and you do them, and that is this. Sometimes the rain is going to come down. Sometimes the rain is going to cause flooding. Sometimes the wind is going to blow with intensity, and it's going to beat on that house. Okay, so here's what happens if you build your house on the sand. The rain is going to come, and the floods are going to come as a result of the rain, and the winds are going to blow, and the rain and the wind will beat on that house. We live in a hostile environment spiritually. It's not about whether it's a hostile environment to faith or not. It is. The question is this: do you want to be able to withstand the storms of life, or do you want to be overcome by the storms of life? We live in a day and time where everybody is looking for a life without any risk. I used to sell shoes, and there were some ladies' shoes that we sold, and that particular brand ran a commercial, and it was the sidewalks in this commercial were made out of this cushioning material, and everything was very soft and very cushiony and very safe. But that's not the world we live in. The world we live in is a very trying place. It's a very difficult place. It beats on you. And we need to know, how do we survive life's storms? That's really the question, is do you want to be able to survive the storms of life, or do you want to be devastated by the storms of life? And I will tell you this, the devil loves for us to be reactionary. In other words, the storms come and we react to the storms. Jesus loves for us to be proactive. And proactive said, I'm going to prepare for the storms before the storms. And the way that we do that is we build our life upon the solid rock, the sure foundation of God's word, which is absolute truth. It's absolute truth. And I know that that is something that modern society just bristles about, is they don't want to hear that there is anything as absolute truth. They want to hear about relative truth. They want to hear about situational truth. But the truth of God's word is never going away. So a lot of people say, well, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere about it. And I will tell you that I learned in high school that I could be very sincere in thinking that I was right and had made a mistake in the calculation, and the teacher said, you missed it. You missed it, not because you didn't try. You just missed it, and it was a multiplication error. My processes were in place. My application was wrong. And so I will tell you this. The Word of God needs to be not an add-on, not an addition to our life. It needs to be the foundation of our life. A lot of times in Pentecostal and charismatic circles, we want to emphasize experiences, events, emotional things, and God gave us our emotions. I'm not against emotions, but I will tell you this. I build my life on the foundation of God's Word. And it doesn't matter what my experience is. If it doesn't line up with God's Word, then it's not absolute truth. It might have been good for a moment. It might have been eventful. But I want the absolute truth of God's Word. Now, there are some people who study the Word of God from a philosophical standpoint. They believe the Word of God, but they never really go out and say, you know what? God's Word needs to go forth. It needs to be proclaimed. And so they never do anything with that Word of God. And I don't want that for you. I want to encourage you. Have it be the foundation of your life so that you can withstand the storm, because I guarantee you what's going to happen is, with the house that fell and the house that stood, is the guy whose house collapsed during the storm that the man who built his house on the rock survived. He's going to go to him and say, what do I need to do to survive my next storm? A lot of times we think that the storm we just survived is the last storm we're ever going to face. And I will tell you that there's another storm to come. There's another storm to come, and you've got to prepare for it. You've got to prepare in advance for it. So my wife has this old television program. And by old, I mean before I was in existence type old. And she watches it on a subscription service. And she was watching this one episode, and it was like only one person had prepared for an event. Everybody else in the neighborhood was just eat, drink, and be merry. Because tomorrow we get to do this all over again. And then it looked like that the one person who had prepared, that they had chosen the wiser course of action, and everybody demanded access to his preparation. And he said, I didn't prepare for all of you. I just prepared for me. I can tell you, I can't prepare your life for you. I can encourage you. I can share the absolute truth of God with you. But you've got to build your house on the Word of God, or you've got to choose not to. I will tell you, I've ridden out some storms in places that I didn't really want to ride out the storm. And I've had other storms that came, and it was like, you know, this house is very, very secure. In fact, I've ridden out some storms in my house that I didn't even know the storms came. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God there was a pastor in the area, and he came over, and we had lunch, and he walked through the buildings, and he saw everything that needed to be done. His church actually came over and helped us with some stuff. It was absolutely wonderful. And when he looked at the infrastructure of our building, now, remember, it didn't look like much on the outside. But when he saw how it was built on the inside, he said, "Bob, I would not be afraid to ride out a hurricane in this building." And our building has, you know, been withstanding storms since the late 50s, early 60s. And if you ever choose to visit, I hope that you'll find it it looks better now than it ever has. We continue to work on it. But aesthetics are one thing. A lot of people focus on the looks and they miss out on the function. The most important function about the house is to provide shelter in the storm. And for that, you'd better have the master of the storms telling you how to build your house. When I was in Texas, I knew a guy who had built his own house. And I saw his house. Now, I wasn't very experienced with construction, but I knew this. When I saw the house he built, I knew I didn't want him building my house. And as the years have gone by, I've encountered a lot of construction people, and they would say, this is what you want to do. This is how you need to do it. This is how you survive the storm. And I will tell you this, hearing the words of Jesus is absolutely essential. Now, let me tell you, over in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, it's a truth that lines up with this. John, chapter 7, and verse number, let's see where we want to start. Verse number 14. Now about the middle of the night or middle of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters having never studied?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" That's where we're going to end this. What I wanted to start off with today, talking about this, is Jesus says, "My doctrine." Okay? Now, there are a lot of people who have a lot of different beliefs. And they have beliefs that are generally more accommodating for them. It's something that they put together. Jesus said, "The doctrine that I teach," and like I say, for many people, that is a dirty word. We have 16 fundamental truths. There are things that we believe. We believe that there is one true God, and he manifests in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe that it is necessary for our sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus, that we need to repent and ask Jesus to be the Lord of our life. We believe that there is a return that is going to take place, that there's going to be a millennial reign here on earth. There's a lot of things that we believe. That we believe there's that God is going to compel every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's not one thing in our doctrine, however, that is not based on Scripture. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that claim to be Christians, and yet their doctrine has some things that doesn't line up with the Word of God. Now, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, rose again from the dead on the third day, received stripes upon his back for our healing, which is another one of our doctrinal beliefs. We believe that healing, you know, that Jesus provides for the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our bodies. That he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that he's praying for us right now at the right hand of the Father. If you believe that, there's some things that we don't necessarily ground, I can still have fellowship with you because we've got the core issues down. But it's not just based upon a feeling. I remember in college, and it wasn't a Christian college, I was going to a community college, and I was having a discussion with our sociology professor, and it had to do with a doctrinal practice that had come up because we were discussing the role of church in American sociology, and there was somebody in there, and their response when somebody questioned them, well, why do you do that? They said, well, what does it hurt? So I want to help alleviate some of the fear of around the word doctrine, which means the teachings of God's word. It's the teachings of the Father. That's not something to be afraid of or ashamed of. It's something that Jesus wanted to teach them. It said that he went into the temple and he taught. We need to recognize that Jesus is our teacher. The Holy Spirit's our guide. He guides us into all truth. And there are eternal truths that Jesus wants to teach us. And we can't be afraid to embrace them. I said, you know, that person in college, they said, well, what does it hurt? Let me tell you what the Bible says. You need to be ready instant, in season and out of season, and you need to be able to give an account for what you believe and why you believe it. That's not just for the pastor. That's for everybody. We need to be able to explain. Well, why do you believe that Jesus is the only way to the Father? Well, I believe that because every other religion is based on our works to earn eternity. Jesus came and paid the price for us so that he could gift us eternity. And he said, this is what is necessary. He gave his life so that we could live. God bless you. You have a great day. Feast on God's word today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
The way you see the rising sun awakening the early dawn, and we're rising up to give you praise. Lord, we will see the stars and moon, see how they shine for you, and you're calling us to do the same. So we rise up with a song
and we rise up with a cry, and we're giving you our life.